Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was always the door was always open to go back to Baltimore. Obviously, there were some other teams that were involved as well, but for kind of the way we looked at the process was if Arizona was going to come in and they were going to have a fair price and it was something that we felt was fair, it was going to be really tough to turn down. Living here with the young kids, I wouldn't say all the other negotiations got kicked to the back burner, but for me, my focus was like, okay, well, this is something that we can stay here and stay home.
Now that's Corbin Burns. Last year for the Orioles, sub-3 earned run average, started the opener playoffs against the Royals, pitched great. All-star game starter for the American League, but it was one and done, short but sweet. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken. Vinny's in St. Louis with Penn State Hockey there tonight, 8:30 against Boston. You can watch it, ESPN2. Got Quick Draw over there, Nolan McGraw, Total Request Thursday. That was Corbin on the Ryan Ripken show. Of course, the Orioles just got their asses handed to them, 2 out of 3 in Arizona. Burnsy, we'll call him Burnsy, did not pitch. But explaining there, Ryan, put it into context for people just tuning in exactly what he was talking about in regards to free agency and where the Orioles ultimately didn't fit in.
Yeah, and the reason why this was all brought up, right, is because there was a couple clips online of talking about the Orioles, what did they really offer, and it was about the amount of years that Corbin said that the Orioles were looking to bring him back on. So then it was, well, the Orioles not serious on bringing him back. Then the report was that the Orioles offered 4 years, $180 million. If I do the math correctly, that's $45 million a year, which would have been the highest average pitching salary in the game of baseball. Right, Bob? So a lot of money. But the context of this situation, and we just wanted to put this to rest. And that was my thing talking to Corbin. And maybe it hits home a little bit more with me of understanding what he has to deal with a family. You know, my dad set the wrong example, Bob. He set a lot of great examples. The wrong example of this was he made me think that you could play in one place for 20 years, stay exactly where you want to be, and that anyone could be a big league player. And as you get older, you realize that's not the case.
Right.
And a lot of players, you have to go where the opportunity is best, and it might be your only opportunity. Corbin had the chance where he had the opportunity to go where he wanted to and also have a best opportunity to get paid very handsomely. And in this case, you know, in that conversation, I just wanted people to hear the words that once Arizona reached the threshold for a deal, it doesn't matter if the Orioles were going to give him 5, 6, 7 years. He wanted to be home. One of the first questions I asked, and if you want to check it out on YouTube, it's out right now on the Ryan Ripken Show channel. He said the importance of making his life simple, but simple for his kids, was a huge factor in all of this. So why not stay at home, young kids? He's there. Arizona's a good team, by the way. They're in a loaded division, but it's a good team. So I just wanted to put that all to rest. Yes, could the Orioles have looked elsewhere for opportunities? Sure, that's a whole different discussion. But when it comes to Corbin Burnes, at this point in time, I don't think any team was gonna take him away. Especially, last thing I'll say, the Blue Jays talked with Mark Shapiro about this as well, president of the Blue Jays. His words, talked with someone with the Giants, the consensus, it doesn't matter what we were going to give him. He wanted to go home. And he did. And thankfully, he didn't pitch against the Orioles, but I guess they really didn't need him in the final two games.
But a caller last hour said that David Rubenstein refuses to spend money or won't spend any money. And let's not forget, it's not like he's owned the team for 10 years.
Right.
He's a little more than a year into his own. And only get in here because you're a diehard fan who's fed up and he's not going to take it anymore. Personally, I think it's unfair to say he's not spending any money because the pursuit of Burns is something that maybe Peter Angelos in 94 does that sort of thing, but the current owners or previous, no way they even, John Angelos is telling you get enjoy it while it lasts because it's not happening. So is it unfair? All right, unfair the criticism from some that David Rubenstein's not spending any money, because that's a pretty hefty price tag offering someone the most money annually any pitcher's ever gotten in Major League Baseball.
Right, and I was a little surprised that, one, the numbers made it out there again, but two, the numbers being where they were at. I did not expect that. You know, we debated really this whole past couple months, all right, what would be a fair offer? Where did they come in? Was it about the money total or was it about the years? What was it? And to get at least what's out there, some sort of concrete figures on this, I was stunned. If those numbers are true, that they were willing to go 45 a year for this guy and pay that much. I mean, shocked, pleasantly shocked, I think would be a better way to say it. I didn't expect that from the Orioles. I think maybe fan frustration perspective would be, okay, that offer was on the table for Burns. You seemingly have this money, $180 million, that you're willing to spend. Where did that go? You know, it was Burns, and if Burns didn't take it, then nobody gets it. There wasn't someone else that doesn't have to take the full 180 or a good chunk of it. You know, maybe that would be my only pushback. But I do believe the numbers, and I do believe it is a very competitive offer.
I think the bigger part here is it's always the fear that the Orioles, it all comes down to, are you going to retain your guys? I think that was the biggest part right now, because the Orioles are going to have to make some decisions on their current players. And as much as there's great options out there, it would be devastating to Baltimore if you lost a Gunnar Henderson, Jordan Westberg. Because you just watched, we just talked about Corbin Burns leaving, Nolan. It would hurt people losing Santander. I think you had to do what you had to do, right? He took the best deal. The Orioles weren't going to give him that. But I think that's where the consensus is if we're going to be competing now, what does that entail? Is that fair to say? What are we going to go out there and get that money and spend it where we need to put the Orioles back in contention for the World Series?
So Santander was what, 3-year deal?
5-year, $90 million?
But I'm with the Orioles were offering.
Oh, 3 years, yes.
It might have been the 3 for $60 million that I said last spring training. So assuming he would have accepted it, and he was smart not to, that's his big payday.
Yep.
And Burns, there's $240 million that they had offered to keep their own. But to your point, Nolan, and you mentioned Mark Shapiro, Ryan, Toronto just gave Vlad 14 for $500 million. So if David Rubenstein gets on the horn to Scott Boras and comes anywhere close to that, and we were talking Kyle Tucker is going to get crazy money this offseason. But would Gunnar be willing to listen to that sort of talk? I would assume Adley would sign it like with his right hand, left hand, with his feet. He'd be ready to sign that contract tomorrow. But Gunnar, would he even listen to that sort of figure at that stage? Because we know they got $240 million sitting around somewhere.
I say if the 14-year deal that Vlad signed for, absolutely not.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott. And if I'm Gunnar Henderson and you have an agent like Scott Boras and you just saw Juan Soto get paid, and if you think Gunnar is going to be a top five player for the next 10 years, why would you take a deal that's less than that? And that's just from that standpoint. So the play you got to have to Gunnar is, do you want to be an Oriole legend? Do you want to be the next thing? Because that's what they did for Vlad. It's like, hey, you might be able to get more money on the open market, but you can be the best player, position player in franchise history if you stay. That's what Gunner's gonna. That's what they're gonna have to push to Gunnar. Money wise, though, I don't know if. And this is crazy for me to say. I don't know what it's gonna take. It's gonna take $50 million a year to keep Gunnar. Like,
right. Well, I really don't think we have any parameters on this because I just quickly looking up here major contracts in recent baseball history, like when Bryce Harper signed in 2019. $330 million, and at that time, you know, MVP, one of the top guys in the league, pretty well consensus there. We've already gone from 330 to 500 in a couple of years. So to Ryan's point, yeah, all right, Gunnar Henderson, a couple more all-star seasons, not even winning an MVP, just being in that conversation, doing what he's done so far. Why wouldn't it be $700 million? I mean, when does it end? There's no bounds on this.
Two full years in, Gunnar, rookie of the year, starting shortstop, all-star game. Off to a slow start, and as we've talked about, he got hurt spring training. He's essentially playing in spring games now in real time in games that matter. But you said be an Oriole legend, is that, or younger? I mean, it seems like he's got an appreciation for the history of the franchise, but is that something that even resonates? And you want to be the next Cal? You want to be the next Palmer, the next Brooks? Is that something that he even would consider being a factor when it comes to sticking around?
I think it comes down to the priority of what the player wants. I think one thing, Nolan, to your point about with free agents, and it was a pleasant surprise, not that they're going to have this answer right now, because some guys are going to say, hey, I want to wait till free agency. But if you have a pretty good indication of who really wants to stay here, that can help you go and figure out who you're going to go out and get at the free agent market, right? If you have an idea that Jordan Westberg is like, hey, I'm all in. I want to be here. Gunnar, I want to be here. Then you can start focusing, okay, those are the two guys that have made that. We're going to take a leap of faith here. And then, wait a minute, these other guys we might lose, we got to make sure that we can replace that. Who's out there that we can go out there and get? That's how I think they're going to have to view it. But there's a long way to go here because these guys still have years they got to eat up. So you got to convince them, why would we eat up our years and make it worth our while if we're going to stay with you for a longer term?
All right, here's a question for you and everyone listening. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken in for Vinny, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. All right, Adley, you know, still in his rookie deal. Got a big old signing bonus, so it's not like he's hurting for tuna fish anytime soon. But you got one of the top prospects of baseball. He's on the shelf right now, I believe, with a hammy. But he's not long-term injury. He's a stud. I mean, you've seen him. The first time I saw him swing a bat was in spring training and looked pretty damn good at it. Is Adley still a priority for them, keeping long-term? given the fact that he's now past 25 and maybe could make a position change.
I think he is. I think he is. Didn't mean to cut you off there, but the biggest thing is, how long is he going to catch? That, I think, is when you're writing into a contract. What's Adley's value? He's a hitting catcher. If he hits, that value is up. Yeah, I'm cool with having two catchers, Basayo and Adley. I'm cool with that moving forward. But I think when you're writing the contract, how long do you catch? And if Adley can catch for five more years, his value's higher. If he's not, the value's going to change there. So I think it all comes down to how well does his body hold up. And this is a really big year to see that. And I wouldn't be surprised, Bob, if we actually see an Adley extension during the season. I would not be surprised.
Oh, well, we'll see. We'll follow along. And if it doesn't happen, we'll just blame you.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw will come back. American League East report. You got games happening as we speak, not necessarily in the division right now. It's the Sox and Guardians in Cleveland. But we got some highlights from last night's games. We'll give you a standings update and talk about the schedule moving forward. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. He's always fun to talk to. He'll be joining us at 1:30.